how could you create a situation whereby you don't have to do mitzvos? Meaning, you're feeling not so religious today, and you just want to not do mitzvos. So what could you do to enable you to become exempted from mitzvos? So one possibility, of course, you could kill, we're not talking about you killing yourself, we're talking about, what about the following? If you kill somebody you love, so if you kill a dear relative, mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse, then you're an onan, right? That would be one way, but I think there's another way. Could anyone think of another way where a person could exempt themselves from mitzvahs? If you keep busy with a different mitzvah, so you're also keeping mitzvah part of a mitzvah, I hear that. Then you got to keep busy. I want to just sit on the pool with the lemonade and tan. Sleep. Is that an anus? So you're putter from mitzvahs. Right, you could choose elective surgery with a long anesthesia, you know, that's a possibility. So the very, 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 very last siman in Yoredei, at the very end of Hilchos Avelos, speaks about an unusual scenario called Likut Atzamos. If a person is buried, a family member is buried, let's say, in Chutz Laretz, and the family wants to take the person, the mace, to Eretz Yisrael after he's already buried, or a person was buried where in a place where it's not the family area plot, and the family wants to take the person to Yes, Kivrei Avos, or there's some things happening in the cemetery that could, there's a leakage, there's sewage, there's flooding, and a person wants to bring his loved ones of blessed memory to a more safe type of cemetery. So the halacha is that a person gathers whatever is remains and removes it and takes it to the new location. Likut, gathering up the atzamas, the bones. That was done regularly with everybody in the time of Chazal. They would first let a bury a person in a ma'ara, and afterwards it would be buried underground at a later point in Kever Avos. Now, the Rambam's opinion is that when a person gathers up those bones to take them wherever they have to be removed, have to be moved, at that point a person becomes an onan. So a person could become an onan without killing anybody. If they make the decision to move, now we're not supposed to be malakid atzamos and move a dead person, move a deceased person elsewhere just because we, you know, don't want to have to bench today or don't want to have to, you know, sit and do the daf yomi today. But if there's a warranted, a good reason that we just, you know, like the sorts that we just mentioned. So the Rambam's opinion is that when a family member, a child, for example, would take the atzamos of the parent and get ready to transfer them, at that point, once they're unburied, the person becomes an onen. Okay, it happens to be that we don't paskin like that, Rambam. So the only choice would be you'd have to kill a loved one to exempt yourself from mitzvos. This option of just removing and transferring atzamos is not how we paskin. We paskin that there is no aninus. There's no aninus when it comes to likut atzamos. That's how we paskin. The Rosh argues on the Rambam and says, no, there's no aninus. But there is avelus. So that means if a person was buried 17 years ago and the family wants to bring the mace to Eretz Yisrael, they would be malakit atzamos, no aninus, but they would have avelus for one day. Avelus of Yom Echad. I think, if I understand correctly, the idea behind the avelus of Yom Echad is just like when there's a regular halacha of avelus, only the first day is avelus d'oraisa. So when there's a likud atzamos that is performed, I don't think it's a d'oraisa kind of avelus, but Chachamim took that model, that Yom Ech, Yom Rishon Shel Avelus, which is avelus d'oraisa, and transposed it and placed it on the avelus of that is to be taken place. And so much so, since the avelus is only one day long, the Shulchan Aruch says something absolutely fascinating. It's proper to be misabel for one day, so says Shulchan Aruch, don't do the likud atzamos right before Shkia. Because what is that showing? You're sort of, I don't want a person saying, I don't want to do the avelus, so I'm going to, you know, do it, I'll pull it out over here, and I'll bury it over there, and I'll finish, you know, 20 minutes before Shkia, so the person will say, oh, they'll only be in avelus for 20 minutes. That's not proper, says Shulchan Aruch. person, the Chacham were misak that they should have Avelis, and the Avelis is a regular Avelis. Avelis that they would wear no shoes, there would be no Shelas Shalom, and so much, that even no Chiv of Talmud Torah. So in that sense, a person can engineer at least getting out of a Chiv of Talmud Torah. That much, I guess, can be accomplished. But of course, making brachas, they would still have to make brachas, like any Avel does make brachas once they're out of the Aninus period. That's a general overview of the din of Likut Atzamos. The Shulchan Aruch says that if a person would indeed be Malakit Atzamos right before Shkia, then it does end at Shkia, and therefore it wouldn't continue, but it's not proper because it's not giving the Kavod where Kavod could be given. Okay, we'll stop here. V'chananya ben Akashi Omer, Rotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'zakos Es Yisrael, Afikah Chibar Lahem Teron, V'zosh Nehmar, Adonai Chafetz Man Tzidko, Yagdil Terev Yadir.